Hello, everybody. Bill Buckmaster, along with our friend Ray Allen. Ray is producing and engineering our show. Ray, we've got a very cold night ahead of us, a hard freeze, probably the coldest night in at least 3 years here, going down into the lower 20s in the Tucson area. So protect the pets, the plants, and the pipes on this Tuesday, December the 15th, 2015. Now only a bit over a week until Christmas 2015. We'll begin today with a look at Pima Community College and what they are doing to prepare young men and women for a career in law enforcement. Then about 20 past the hour, Shelley, you going to give me a thumbs up? Yes, indeed. Certified financial planner Shelley Fishman gives me a thumbs up. That means the market is doing well for a change on a Tuesday. That's good news. 12:30, Lisa Bates joins us. Lisa is the founder of an organization that does such great work in our community, the Tucson Wildlife Center. Then we'll close out the show with year-end tax tips. Hopefully those tips can save you some money. We'll hear from CPA Michael C. Flowers. So, as usual, a full house on the noon hour on the Buckmaster Show. The live line number 790-2040. Facebook page, Bill Buckmaster. Our Twitter is at Buckmaster Show. We now continue with our monthly series presented by Pima Community College, spotlighting to our listeners the very talented and dedicated educators who call Pima's six community campuses home. Today we're going to hear from Shane Clark. Shane is the Advanced Program Manager of Pima Community College's Public Safety Emergency Services Institute. It's now in its sixth year of running a police academy. Shane, how are you today?
Sir, I'm doing just fine. It's great to be here.
Thank you very much. You guys are doing really good work over there. For somebody that wants to get into law enforcement and they're currently holding another job and they don't really want to do a police academy thing full-time, this really offers a great opportunity, doesn't it, Shane?
Yes, sir, it does. Pima Community College and the Law Enforcement Academy offers a academy that's geared to the workforce. So the men and women that want to become law enforcement officers but have to support their families with jobs, they can look at Pima Community College and our Law Enforcement Academy to gain the education and the training that is required for them to become a peace officer in the state of Arizona.
And what's involved, Shane? How many months is this program?
Well, the great thing about our program at Pima Community College is that it's a part-time program geared towards the workforce. So the academy starts in September, and it graduates in May. It's a 10-month program, and they complete all of the training that is required by the Arizona peace officer standards and training to be eligible to become a sworn police officer.
And what kind of are there job opportunities for these people?
Yeah, in Arizona, specifically in southern Arizona, this is the right time if you want to find employment in any of the public safety fields, whether that's a police officer or a firefighter or an emergency medical technician. There is a growth in the Tucson area for those career fields, and law enforcement is one of those that there are a lot of departments out there right now that are looking for qualified individuals that can become peace officers in our valley.
And your faculty has terrific experience.
They do. The commander that leads my police academy is a retired Tucson police officer. He ran their training academy, and he actually helped build our law enforcement academy 5-6 years ago.
So this law enforcement academy is completely sanctioned by the group that oversees police academies.
That is correct, sir.
Yeah, so that actually gives these people, the people who enroll, men and women, they get an opportunity then when they come out of this to have a very, very good shot at a job.
Yes, sir. In fact, we have about a 90% within the first 6 months after the graduation, about 90% of our graduates find employment with a police department.
Now, you're also running parallel kind of programs in the fields of paramedics and firefighters. Are there great opportunities in those fields?
Yes, sir. Again, these are high-end demand fields that require a significant amount of training, and we offer programs, again, to the workforce where a person can go through a fire academy, be able to work through the day and attend a fire academy two nights a week and on the weekends. We have a paramedic program that is 10 months in length that the EMT can be working for an ambulance service or had just gained certification and can go through a paramedic training course a couple of days a week and on the weekends and come out of it with their paramedic and firefighter certifications.
How about the motivation for a lot of these young people to go into law enforcement? It's a field that's had a lot of bad publicity. That must be something that is talked about at the academy, about the image of an officer.
It is, sir. It is. The integrity that it takes to be a member of the public service.
Yeah.
You bet, sir. And, you know, that's what makes me so proud about the Pima Community College program is that these are men and women from all walks of life that are embedding themselves into a program because they know it's tough out there and they want to make a difference in their community.
Your background is fantastic. I first met you with our friend Les Cade, who's down at Rio Rico, and Les was just named, he's the current Fire Chief of the Year in Arizona. I met you on my previous, on the TV show. You have so much background yourself. Just a little bit, share with our listeners about your background in law enforcement and firefighting.
Well, sir, I've been blessed to have a fantastic career, both in the fire service as a paramedic and in our military. I grew up in the fire service. I started at 18 years old and had the opportunity to work for three different great organizations and became a paramedic and was an instructor in both fields. And at the same time, I had the opportunity to serve our military and the Air National Guard. And even though I have retired out of the fire service and took my job at Pima Community College a year and a half ago, I still get to maintain my military affiliation as a member of the Arizona Guard.
What is involved in the difference? I'm sure there's classroom, but a lot of this stuff that is involved with probably the paramedics, the firefighters, and the law enforcement and police officers, it's the stuff you don't learn necessarily all in a book in the classroom. You got to get out in the field.
Yes, sir. All three career fields are heavily embedded in physical activity. In regards to the law enforcement career field, not only do they do the many, many hours, the hundreds of hours of didactic study, but then they have to go and they have to prove that they can handle all the physical demands of being a law enforcement officer, whether that is completing firearms qualifications training, defensive tactics training on the defensive mat, being able to become qualified in emergency vehicle operations, to just the basic traffic stop encounter. They do a lot of many hours out in the field.
So they earn credits toward their degree as well, right?
They do, sir. Okay. So when they complete the police academy, they've earned 47 credits, and they're 5 general education credits and 2 administrative justice classes short of having an associate's degree.
And the next academy will be when?
We have academy going on right now.
Okay.
It will graduate in May, and then our next academy cohort will start in September of 16.
If somebody's interested, what's the best way to get a hold of you?
They can call 206-3535 and ask for our law enforcement staff, and we'll be glad to answer any of all questions.
And folks who perhaps are working during the week, I mean, what are the hours for the academy during that 9-month period?
The Law Enforcement Academy runs 2 nights a week, typically on Mondays and Wednesdays. It starts at 5 o'clock in the evening. And then they will have 1 of 2 days on the weekends that they will complete much of their training.
And the fire academy, the police is 9 months, and the fire training, is that a similar length of period, or paramedics? How does that work?
So our fire academy runs on the traditional college model.
Okay.
So it is a fall and semester-based program. So, for example, we just had our class graduate last night. And they started in August and they finished in December. The next cohort will start in January and will end in May.
And the paramedic training?
We offer 3 or 4 different options on our paramedic training, but our traditional 10-month model, our next one will start in February and will end in the December timeframe.
Is there an age range, Shane, that you're talking about here, or do you have people from different age brackets?
Well, to be a firefighter or to be a paramedic, you have to be a minimum of 18 years of age.
Okay.
And to be a law enforcement officer, you have to be a minimum of 21 years of age.
All right. Shane Clark, thank you very much. Sounds like great things going on over at Pima Community College. For people who are interested in law enforcement, firefighting, paramedics, Pima Community College really has folks covered in those areas. Shane Clark, the Advanced Program Manager for Pima Community College and their Public Safety Emergency Services Institute. Thank you very much, Shane.
It's been a pleasure, sir. Thank you for the invite.
All right. Coming up on 12:15 on The Buckmaster Show, Shelley Fishman is next with our Tuesday Moneymaker Report.
It's 6 a.m. and my flight leaves for Denver in 2 hours, but no need to rush. Because I'm flying out of Tucson, I have some extra me time, which means I can relax and start my day the way I love to start every day, with a run, a hot shower, and breakfast with my family, not a 2-hour drive in rush hour traffic.
Flying from Tucson International Airport is convenient and cost-effective. Check out our cost comparison calculator at flytucson.com or text the word compare to 51313. Fly Tucson. It's the way to go.
Pedestrian projects funded by the Regional Transportation Authority are now under construction at Treat Avenue and Broadway Boulevard and Craycroft Road in Fort Lowell Park. The crosswalk improvements provide added pedestrian safety. More than 37 high-intensity activated crosswalks have been funded by the RTA to date. We're improving safety and regional mobility for you. Better roads, better transit, better choices, a better future. More at rtamobility.com.
Southern Arizona News Examiner, reporting from a different perspective. Dive into the culture section with the latest on the arts. Book reviews from Rebecca Guthrie. What movies are hot or not from Bob Garber. Eric Peters brings his unique point of view with his auto reviews. Check out where you could vacation regardless of the season. It is culture news from a different perspective. The Southern Arizona News Examiner. Free subscriptions at soaznewsx.com.
As a small business owner, I know the importance of a certified public accountant you can trust. That's why I recommend my CPA, Michael C. Flowers of Flowers, Rieger & Associates, proud sponsors of the Buckmaster Show. Located at 2919 East Broadway and on the web at flowersrieger.com or follow the live link on buckmastershow.com.
What if you could see tomorrow? Biosphere 2. Find out why visitors journey here from all over to explore future life on our planet. Guided tours take you inside and behind the scenes of this fascinating 21st century research experiment. Now, experience our new What If interactive event series every Saturday at this must-see wonder of the world. At Biosphere 2, you will see tomorrow.
Sometimes opportunity knocks. You've definitely met opportunity, and it may have even found you online. Opportunity also calls. It calls to see if you have an open appointment, even though it's really last minute. It calls to place a rush order for delivery, and it calls to ask about your holiday hours. With Cox Business Voice Manager, you can always follow up with opportunity. So when it leaves a voicemail, you'll get it right to your email, which means all of your important messages reach you online. With Cox Business, you'll never miss an opportunity, no matter how it presents itself.
Bundle Cox Business Voice Manager and Internet for only $99 per month with a 1-year agreement. Plus, get a $150 Visa prepaid card. Mention reward promo to qualify. Online redemption required. Visit coxbusiness.com. Ends 1/3/16. Includes Cox Business Internet 10 and Voice Manager Essential. Excludes taxes and fees. Visit coxbusiness.com for details. Other restrictions apply.
Your Better Business Bureau of Southern Arizona is setting the standard for marketplace trust by engaging with and educating consumers and businesses. Being accredited with BBB means that your business holds the same high standards and consumers can count on you to keep your word. Hundreds of thousands of Southern Arizonans use our website every month. Make sure they find your business. Call us today to discuss the many benefits of BBB accreditation at 888-6161 or go to our website at bbb.org/Tucson.
Are you a landlord by choice or by force? Experiencing a job transfer and don't know what to do with your current house? Want to move but can't sell your current house? Hello, my name is Ken Adams, co-owner of Rincon Ventures Property Management. Rincon Ventures has a fully automated accounting process, electronic payments, and 24-hour access to your accounts. With some of the lowest rates in Tucson, Rincon Ventures has grown rapidly in this down economy. Let us show you why. Give us a call at 881-2258 right now and experience the difference. Rincon Ventures, where service is a fact, not another empty promise. 881-2258.
Shelley Fishman is a certified financial planner professional. The opinions voiced in this program segment are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. To determine which investments may be appropriate for you, consult with your financial advisor or tax advisor prior to investing.
And here he is, certified financial planner Shelley Fishman, with some good news for a
good
change
news, yes.
On a Tuesday. Normally the market takes a dive during the Buckmaster show, but today it's going the other way.
Yeah, we're up about 230 points last I checked. So good, we're good. Exactly where we were last week at this time.
And kind of where we were at the start of the year.
Almost, yeah. We're actually ahead in the S&P and in the NASDAQ. The Dow is, I think, about 100 points light of where we started the year.
We're going to need a big Christmas rally, though, to get up to what you had predicted. And this will be really the first time in about 5 years that you have not been almost spot on with your predictions.
Well, let's forget the year that I underperformed significantly.
Yes, underperformed.
I think, you know, I've placed the proper phone call. So if we can get, you know, 5 or 6%, then I can say we're spot on for the year. Where we are going to be correct, however, is in the growth in GDC. The unemployment rate is going to be pretty much exactly what we talked about at the beginning of the year.
Yeah, you would think that the market has built in this Fed increase. I mean, we've known this is coming now for at least a month.
Well, people's ability to deny the obvious is always remarkable. And, you know, there have been people who talk about the markets as being rational. What we have found out through research over the past couple of years is markets are anything but rational, that they're actually very, very emotional. And that has been actually made worse by the program trading and all the very quick computer access to trading that happens. You'd say, well, that ought to take the emotion out of it, but it doesn't, because the people who program and put in all of those algorithms are in fact human beings.
Any rate increase after this one in the near future?
Well, let me go out on a limb.
Okay.
I think that if Janet and the Fed had their druthers right now, they would not do this rate increase. As you know, we've been talking about a rate increase all year, and I said we're not going to get one until December, largely because of the effect that anything we do has on our trading partners overseas and vice versa. The Fed, I keep on calling her Janet as if we were good buddies. We're not.
Mm-hmm. Janet Yellen.
She really needed, just for the sake of credibility, to do something this year. But I don't think that the timing is right. The various economies of the world that we are dependent upon and that are dependent upon us need to be, you know, pretty much in lockstep as to what their central banks are doing. And if they're not in lockstep, then actions by one central bank can really offset the actions of another. So we tend to cancel each other out, and that's certainly not a good way to promote the growth of the world economy. So I don't think you'll see another increase from the Fed until the middle of next year at the earliest.
And why would they feel like they have to do something?
Well, they've been talking about it for a long time. They don't have any arrows left in their quiver. Mm-hmm. If we go into a recession, or if in fact we see inflation spiking, mm-hmm. neither of which is very likely, by the way, but what the Fed's arsenal is really in short-term interest rates, the overnight interest rate. If the Fed can't lower that anymore, then its ability to control, bring down the rate of inflation, or to regulate the economy such that its other stated purpose, which is to have jobs coming into full employment, then if it can't regulate those through the use of interest rates, it really only has the things they say rather than the things they do as the weapons they can use to help regulate two things. One is inflation and the other is full employment.
Yeah, we have the oil companies just drowning in their product
right now. Yeah.
I mean, there's so much oil on the market. And then we've had the climate, the worldwide climate initiative, and you wonder some of these oil companies, how are they going to be kind of reticent to maybe get into alternative energies?
That's a great question, Bill, because clearly the energy companies are going to be affected worldwide by the need that we have in the world to reduce the carbon footprints that each of the countries who has signed on to this new agreement has agreed to target for itself over the next actually 20 or 30 years. So that is going to have an effect on the amount of oil and the amount of gas we burn.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it's hard to imagine companies that are better positioned to lead the way to new technologies and cleaner fuel technologies than companies with the kinds of deep pockets that ExxonMobil and British Petroleum and all of these huge, very profitable companies have. You can't expect it from companies that are doing fracking and secondary and tertiary recovery, but you can expect it from market leaders once they start to admit publicly that, in fact, this is a problem that needs to be solved.
Mm-hmm.
The nice thing about this agreement worldwide is that instead of telling the countries how they have to get there, it simply sets targets and allows for the free market to get there. Now, whether the free market takes up the challenge and is able to actually do what the countries have promised is clearly up for observation, and we'll see how history judges their ability to do those things. But right now, the opportunity for these large companies to take the lead, remaining as energy producers, but using other technologies, is, if I think, a fantastic opportunity for them. I keep on using the word opportunity, because I think that's what it is. And we're beginning to see through some of the disclosures, for instance, that ExxonMobil has put out over the past couple of months, where they've admitted that, in fact, they've known about global warming for a long time, have not known quite how to deal with it. This gives them the opportunity to say, we can help you, Nigeria, you, China, you, the United States, reach those targets in a partnership with these governments. I think that's a tremendous opportunity. It's a great jobs producer, and it will help mitigate the effect on the profitability of these companies of lowering and increasingly lower prices for crude oil.
And meanwhile, getting back to oil, the Organization for Petroleum Exporting Countries, OPEC, is making no bones about it that they're not going to stop or cut down on any production. Are they having an effect on the fracking companies and the oil shale people in North America?
Absolutely. We're shutting down wells.
There
we're shutting
go.
Down fracking. We're
mm-hmm.
we're putting things on hold. Mm-hmm. It's absolutely having an effect. But keep in mind, a lot of those wells are in place. A lot of the infrastructure is now in place. As the price goes up and
down, the startup could
you'll
happen.
Start up, exactly.
Yeah.
But I do think that what OPEC is doing right now is as targeted at countries that are dependent upon oil production that are not members of OPEC as it is against the small producers in the United States. And you know, I'm not a conspiracy theorist, mm-hmm. but, you know, when you have a large market, let's say Europe and the United States, and the politics, the geopolitics in those markets is putting pressure on those companies to say, look, we need to get some of the leverage that countries like Russia might have,
yeah.
given their break-even point of about $78 a barrel. When you get countries like Saudi Arabia holding that price way down right now, you know, you just have to believe there's some sort of, if not a deal, at least a secret handshake that says between us and OPEC, that's what we need right now in the world. We need tax cuts for middle class people, and the best way to do that is really to lower the price of gasoline.
Yeah, it may not be a handshake, but it may be a wink of
the eye. Yeah, it's a wink and a nod.
All right.
And whatever.
Shelley,
and I have to disclaim that. I have no inside information whatsoever.
No, not at all. Shelley Fishman, Certified Financial Planner. We can get a hold of you how?
On buckmastershow.com. Use the hyperlink to reach my website and then send me an email and I'll call you right back.
Okay, Shelley, and we'll see you next week during Christmas week. Thank you very much.
Look forward to it.
All right.
The opinions voiced in this program segment are for general information only and are not necessarily those of LPL Financial or this station. Shelley Fishman, CFP, is an LPL Financial Planner. Shelley can be reached at 520-940-0884 or at his website, shelleyfishman.com. Securities offered through LPL Financial. Member FINRA, SIPC.
Ah, it's 6 a.m. and my flight leaves for Denver in 2 hours, but no need to rush. Because I'm flying out of Tucson, I have some extra me time, which means I can relax and start my day the way I love to start every day, with a run, a hot shower, and breakfast with my family, not a 2-hour drive in rush hour traffic.
Flying from Tucson International Airport is convenient and cost-effective. Check out our cost comparison calculator at flytucson.com or text the word compare to 51313. Fly Tucson. It's the way to go.
Ready to do some antiquing? If you love a special one-of-a-kind object like I do, I strongly suggest Adobe House Antiques, specializing in early 20th century European and American art, and they have the best selection in town of antique light fixtures. Adobe House Antiques in the Jostler Design Building at 2700 North Campbell, 325-9439, and on the web at adobehouseantiques.com.
Learn about a rewarding career as a law enforcement officer. Pima Community College's Public Safety and Emergency Services Institute is offering a free information session December 16th at 6 p.m. at PCC's 29th Street Coalition Center, 4355 East Calle Aurora. Each year, PCC graduates hundreds of first responders who go on to work across Arizona. Call 206-3543 or visit pima.edu/PSESI.
Equine Voices Rescue and Sanctuary works to end the senseless abuse of horses and burros so these noble creatures can live free of pain and suffering. Its ranch in Amado is home to dozens of rescued equines who receive special care as they await new, loving homes. Won't you help? Visit equinevoices.org. Equine Voices, a voice for all equines who cannot speak for themselves.
What if our future is space? Experience Mars and Beyond at Biosphere 2 every Saturday at our weekly What If special event during December. Growing food on Mars and seeing beyond the solar system are just a few of the adventures you can experience. Come visit the must-see wonder of the world today. Info at biosphere2.org.
Are you happy with the news you get? While not all news is good news, you know good reporting when you see it. Check TucsonSentinel.com every day for breaking news and investigative reports. Have your say in the comments. It's all in TucsonSentinel.com, your local, independent, nonprofit news. You can rely on TucsonSentinel.com for solid reporting about immigration, Tucson and Pima politics, everything from the border to baseball. It's independent news without the spin. TucsonSentinel.com. We are watching Tucson.
Vero Mori is Tucson's only certified authentic Neapolitan wood-fired pizza, where every flavorful pizza, pasta, panini, and salad is homemade using the finest local and imported ingredients. And now at Vero Amore's lovely new location within the remodeled Plaza Palomino at Swan and Fort Lowell, Vero Amore is proud to announce an expanded menu and bar offerings with 16 microbrews on tap and 14 keg wines, along with two separate cooler rooms to keep the beverages at just the right temperature. Vero Amore, Plaza Palomino, and on Dove Mountain Boulevard in Marana, plus a full catering menu and mobile pizza truck for parties and events. Vero Amore on the web at veroamore.com.
Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show. The following segment presented by our friends at Cox Business, serving Southern Arizona businesses through a world-class network providing voice data and internet solutions. Get to know the business side of Cox at coxbusinessaz.com. Cox has been very good to the Buckmaster Show, and they urge everyone to support our vibrant nonprofit community. And once a month, we profile a different nonprofit and their work here in Southern Arizona. And this month, it is our friends at Tucson Wildlife Center. This is an organization that I personally have supported, and it is dedicated to the rescue, rehabilitation, and release of injured and orphaned wildlife throughout Southern Arizona. And there is no shortage of these particular animals. Unfortunately, with me in studio, Lisa Bates. Lisa is the founder of this wonderful resource in our community. She started all of this back in 1998. And Lisa, good to see you.
Good to see you. Thank you for having me this morning.
Well, last year you served how many animals at the Wildlife Center?
Tucson Wildlife Center did 1,700 animals last year.
Mm-hmm.
This has been our busiest year. We're up to 2,800 animals this year.
And what's going on? Why this dramatic increase?
Well, there's two reasons. Things are changing for the wildlife in this area. The urban sprawl in Tucson is just tremendous. So these animals are getting hit by cars because... and every animal lately seems to be gunshot.
Oh, boy.
So if you have chicken pens, put a roof on them to keep the wildlife out. And
you
if you're going to buy...
Is kids maybe shooting pellet guns?
That, you know, I was just going to say, if you buy your kids a BB or a pellet gun or something for Christmas, teach them not to use animals as target practice. Native wildlife is protected by the law.
Yeah, that's for sure. So the good news is your facility did get some expansion, and it's got you have a beautiful facility now.
We have a great facility that the animals do very well rehabilitating and getting exercise to get released back out to their original territories. We didn't have that chance the other night, but I did want to say thank you to the Tucson Police Department and the Sheriff Department. They help us a lot. And just a couple nights ago, we were out in the dark and the pouring rain, and there was a TPD officer waiting with this javelina out in the rain. He had been hit by a car, and so everybody, everyone feels... you know, for these wildlife victims. And we're just thankful that the police and sheriff care enough. Because these animals, they don't understand the human dangers of cars or glue traps or bullets. We've had four glue-trapped birds in just the last couple of days.
Glue traps?
Glue traps are very common. Pesticide companies put them out. You can buy them at Ace Hardware.
Oh, okay.
Mostly for insects, but it attracts all kinds of wildlife, and they get stuck. And of the four little birds that we just got in from the glue traps, all but one died. So use have a hearts and seal your house from bugs, because pesticides kill non-target species all the time, and glue traps kill in a real inhumane way. So we recommend the humane trapping of have-a-hearts and then sealing up the house and the garage from the bugs and the pack rats.
Lisa Bates is with us. She founded the fabulous Tucson Wildlife Center. And I say fabulous because it's recognized all over North America. I mean, you have a wildlife hospital now there, which is thanks to a wonderful donation. That was the donation of
The Sam Goldman Estate.
Mm-hmm.
He
loved wildlife, and you were able to build this wildlife hospital. But folks, the only way that you, Lisa and her dedicated folks keep going, you don't have a lot of money, and so you depend on our community to step up.
We are a nonprofit, mm-hmm. And almost everybody at the center is volunteer.
Right.
I'm the executive director, and I've been a volunteer 17 years, so... Mm-hmm. Almost all of the dollar goes straight to the care of the animals. And
your big event, we want to talk about that because it's the big annual fundraiser. I've been to a couple of these. It's great. February 27th at the Rocky Mountain Oyster Club is the venue. And Diane Medeiros is one of the artists who's, well, Diane loves wildlife. We've interviewed her a couple of times, and she paints, does beautiful job with wildlife. So she's donating a really nice painting.
She really is. Yeah. Diana has always been a advocate
wildlife
for wildlife,
advocate, yeah.
And she has her own nonprofit to help wildlife. She is donating a beautiful original painting to our live auction, along with a couple of artists, Nick Wilson from the Desert Museum, Lawrence Lee, I think people probably know of him as a Southwestern artist, Jeff First. You'll have a chance to bid on these original paintings. We're going to have a three-stranded diamond necklace. It's just gorgeous. We're also going to have some trips, such as to Belize. And,
oh, I've been there. That's great. Great spot.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
And to the Colorado River Delta.
Mm-hmm.
So that's going to be a very fascinating trip.
What's the best way to find out? Go to the website, TucsonWildlife.com?
Yes, that's the best way to find out.
And to make a donation.
And to help us out with a donation. Or you can call us at 290-WILD.
And I want to also point out that some of our listeners like to volunteer. If you love wildlife, will you train the volunteers, Lisa?
Well, that's probably all of our – we have about 130
okay.
volunteers
so how's
right
it,
now.
How's it work?
We train them hands-on. And the other reason that we are the busiest ever at 2,800 animals, and that's max – we're not going to be able to handle the load next year. It's just getting bigger. The reason also is because about 10 rehabilitators have quit or been closed down in the last few years. So Tucson Wildlife Center is the last in Tucson and all of Southern Arizona who has a hospital and can handle the volume. But we can't handle the increasing volume every year if this keeps up.
It gets to the point. I mean, with that many, you're going to be pushing over 3,000. It's just you're maxing out.
Yes, we don't have enough space, volunteers, money, time. It's impossible. So please call the Game and Fish Department, the Arizona Game and Fish Department, if you would like to become a rehabilitator. Tucson Wildlife Center will train you to be a rehabilitator. We need all the rehabilitators we can get because right now it's baby season. For Christmas is actually baby season
it
for
is?
Javelina.
Oh, my goodness.
It's a tropical animal.
Oh,
they're
okay.
born year-round. And
in this cold weather? Oh, my goodness.
They come in with pneumonia a lot because they are just not fit for this. We just got a call from Prescott last night on a sick baby javelina. We get calls from all over the state for little javelina. Unfortunately, due to a dispute with the Arizona Game and Fish Department, the Tucson Wildlife Center can no longer rehab or release javelina. So we are hoping that this will be resolved, and if you cannot get help from the Game and Fish, Department go ahead and give us an emergency call on a sick javelina or injured.
Yeah, you have an ambulance.
We have four ambulances.
Four of them.
We are allowed to render aid, but they will all have to go to Phoenix.
Okay, but if and it's not just javelina. If somebody sees a sick or injured animal, call your number 290-WILD. Write that number down, folks, because you never know. You're going to perhaps run into a sick or injured animal. 290-WILD, and the website is TucsonWildlife.com. The big fundraiser is February 27th. And Lisa, I'm just about out of time, but congratulations. You guys do a fabulous job.
Thank you very much. I'll continue
to support you in any way I can. Thank you.
You always have. Appreciate that.
Thank you, Lisa Bates.
Happy holidays.
Same to you. Merry Christmas to you and everybody out there at the center. Our monthly nonprofit profile has been presented by Cox Business. Get to know the business side of Cox at coxbusinessaz.com. Coming up next, Michael C. Flowers, our certified financial planner. Year-end tax time is here. We'll be right back.
Are termites chewing on more than your Yule log this holiday season? Five Star Termite and Pest Control's patented foaming process will rid your home of termites before your first snowball fight on Mount Lemmon. So call Five Star today and replace those termite tubes hanging from your ceiling with mistletoe and find someone to smooch under it. Call Five Star at 886-0045 and visit fivestartermite.com.
Five Star Pest Control. We know what bugs you.
Hello, I'm Governor Doug Ducey. Christian Family Care does tremendous work to positively impact foster care in Arizona. Today, there are more than 17,000 kids under the care of the state. One significant way you can contribute is through Christian Family Care's Foster Care Tax Credit. It's a simple but meaningful way to impact lives and show your support for the wonderful children and foster families throughout Arizona.
Go online today to fostercarecredit.org. That's fostercarecredit.org.
The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun cover two of Arizona's most desirable communities. The newspapers reach more than 75% of the communities each week, with a combined population of more than 50,000. The Green Valley News also publishes a dozen magazines each year, and both newspapers publish up-to-the-minute local news online at gvnews.com. The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun, it's all right here.
Give local, keep local. That's what you can do by donating to a qualified charitable organization by December 31st. The money you'd otherwise pay in Arizona state taxes can benefit a local charity of your choice. Claim a dollar-for-dollar tax credit for 2015 by donating up to $400 for couples filing jointly and up to $200 for individuals. It's easy. Just go to givelocalkeeplocal.org. Choose an organization like Interfaith Community Services and Lutheran Social Services and make your gift today.
Learn about a rewarding career as a law enforcement officer. Pima Community College's Public Safety and Emergency Services Institute is offering a free information session December 16th at 6 p.m. at PCC's 29th Street Coalition Center, 4355 East Calle Aurora. Each year, PCC graduates hundreds of first responders who go on to work across Arizona. Call 206-3543 or visit pima.edu/PSESI. The Regional Transportation Authority is delivering on its promises with more than 660 completed transportation improvements, pedestrian and bicycle safety upgrades, new sidewalks and bike lanes, as well as roadway transit and traffic signal technology improvements are helping people and goods move across our region. The RTA and its member jurisdictions are working together to offer you more options. Better roads, better transit, better choices, a better future. More at rtamobility.com. Noble Hops is Tucson's original gastro pub, serving an impressive menu of craft beer and fine fare. Choose from more than 175 beers from around the world, plus wine and a full bar. Enjoy delicious soups, salads, burgers, sandwiches, hearty entrees, and more. Craft beer, fine fare, great service, and stunning views. Noble Hops, perfect for lunch, dinner, happy hour, late night, and any time in between. Open daily at La Cañada and Lambert Lane in Oro Valley. Cushman & Wakefield PICOR is Tucson's leading independently owned full-service commercial real estate company. Founded in 1985, Cushman & Wakefield PICOR offers leasing, sales, and property management for industrial, office, medical, retail, land, and investment properties in Tucson and Sonora, Mexico. Visit our website at PICOR.com for the latest news from Tucson's commercial real estate sector. That's PICOR.com. Call us at 748-7100.
This is Ryan Foster from Better Business Bureau. Do you know a business in Southern Arizona worthy of a BBB Torch Award? Nominations are in three categories: ethics, customer excellence, and good neighbor for community service. We're looking for nominations in each. This is a great opportunity to show what sets your company apart from others in our community. Nominate yourself or a business you love by clicking the button on our homepage at tucson.bbb.org. Deadline to nominate is December 16th. The 2016 Torch Awards will take place on May 5th at Casino del Sol Resort. To register to attend, sponsor, or nominate, visit tucson.bbb.org.
Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show. One of our fine sponsors is Silver City in Grant County, New Mexico, just 3 hours east of Tucson. And folks have time off over the holidays. Be a great trip over there. They've got downtown Silver City, a very historic area, all decorated. If you haven't been to that part of the country, lots to do. The Gila Cliff Dwellings National Monument, the Gila National Forest. It's just a great spot. Lots of great places to stay, like Bear Creek Cabins. The full listing of wonderful places to stay and the many things to do at southwestnewmexico.org. That's spelled out. So check it out, southwestnewmexico.org. Speaking of our fine supporters, Michael C. Flowers, our certified financial planner. We've got a lot of certifies
today. Yeah, we like
being
certified.
We have a CPA here, certified public accountant, Michael C. Flowers. Michael was a few years ago kind of the small businessman of the year. Michael, good to see you, and happy holidays to you.
Great to see you, Bill, and once again, congratulations on that Hall of Fame induction. I was honored to be there.
Well, we were honored to have you there, Michael, and Michael has been with us since day one of the transition to radio, which, Michael, it's hard to believe our anniversary's coming up the first week in January.
How many years, Bill?
5 years.
God bless you.
5 years on the
radio. Time flies, doesn't it?
Time flies, and time is flying toward the year end. People think April 15th, well, that's tax deadline. But, you know, the end of the year is pretty darn important, too, isn't it, Michael?
This is much more important than April 15th, because by April 15th, you're out of options. At this point in time, you can take a look at last year's tax return, see what was on last year's. And probably the best bit of advice I can give anybody is call your CPA. And if you're not working with the CPA, you may want to strongly consider that, because we have a lot of arrows and tools in our chest, if you would, that a lot of things we're doing for clients this time of year.
Yeah, and some may say, well, oh my gosh, a CPA, I can't afford that.
You know, that's... You can't afford not to have a CPA in most instances, because generally what we charge is a lot less than what we save people in tax savings. So if you happen to pay us $500 and we gave you a tax suggestion that saved you $1,000, mm-hmm. we're actually putting $500 in your pocket. And in many cases, we put many thousands of dollars. I have one client putting almost $400,000 in a pension plan. He'll save $100,000 this year, and our fee's nowhere along those lines.
No. So what should we do? Check out last year's return, kind of start to get some of the paperwork in order?
Start to take a look at last year, and then some of the things that individuals can do include possibly sending the state an additional payment. If you owe the state some taxes by April 15th, you can actually write a check before December 31st, and that tax deduction will count on your federal return. So if you're in a 30% tax bracket and you sent the state $1,000, you would reduce your federal liability by $300. Again, this is case by case. That's why it's real important that you have a trusted advisor and somebody who knows your situation and can give you the appropriate advice.
A lot of people like to do tax credits, too, to
educate. Yeah, the tax credits are exceptional this year.
They're really good.
The difference between a deduction and a credit, a lot of people aren't as familiar. if I give $1,000 to charity and I'm in a 30% tax bracket, that essentially saves me $300 in taxes and I'm out of pocket $700. Mm-hmm. If I do some of the state tax credits, which are dollar for dollar credits, there's a tuition support credit that's approximately $2,000, and you don't have to itemize on your return. So if you gave $2,000 to a charity and you would owe the state $2,000, you'll be at a net point of zero so that you're getting a dollar for dollar return. Mm-hmm. So anytime you hear the word credit, it's something to seriously consider. I personally max out all the state credits because it gives me the opportunity to choose how my state money is spent as opposed to just going into the general fund. So I help tuition support, I help working poor, I help foster care, and then I help the public school systems. And each of those have limits, generally about $400 a piece, except for the, if you're married, filing joint, except for the tuition support, which is up to $2,000 approximately.
I am a small businessman, Michael, as you know, and I just bought a laptop for the business today. Just wanted to get that in before the end of the year.
You're one of the lucky people that know what's going on relative to the tax law. There's something called a tax extender that mm-hmm. we're still waiting on. They're still trying to decide how much equipment a business can depreciate or write off in 2015. Mm-hmm. Today, I believe, is the December 15th. They still haven't told us. In the past, that amount's been as high as $500,000. Currently, it's only $25,000. I would encourage anybody out there who has a small business that's considering buying equipment, feel free to call our office or send me an email, and I'd be happy to tell you once they pass the tax extender. Our general consensus amongst the CPA population is that it once again will be $500,000, but we can't give out that advice until it's actually a pass.
And again, Michael C. Flowers is with the firm Flowers, Rieger & Associates. They're conveniently located. You've had that Midtown location on East Broadway near Country Club, Michael, for a long time, and it really is centrally located in town.
Yeah, we're right at Broadway and Country Club, which is in my mind, relatively center. We're not downtown. We're not far east. We're not northwest. So we're very convenient. We're very available on the web. We're available on the phone. So our goal in life is generally to help taxpayers, and we want to see people, even if they're not clients, take advantage of those tax laws that may benefit them. It's not doing anybody any good by paying the government extra money that you wouldn't necessarily have to pay if you got some good advice.
And give Michael a call, 327-8706. Tell him you heard on the Buckmaster Show or whatever, and Michael, not that he wouldn't talk to you if you hadn't heard it on the Buckmaster Show, but he certainly will talk. And
yeah, we have a no-charge policy,
yeah, there
Bill,
you go. Okay.
In terms of anybody coming through Bill's show is certainly welcome to give us a call. We will prioritize you, and we always offer a free initial consultation to discuss what matter you have that concerns you. A lot of times we can handle it over the phone for no charge. If there's some work to be done or some advice that you want to take advantage of and need an appointment, we have very competitive CPA rates as far as our rates and compared to other CPAs in town.
Any new tax provisions that we should think about for 2016? You said that one is still kind of hanging.
Yeah, that's probably the biggest concern right now. There's still the problem with health insurance, and if you haven't been covered by health insurance, it's going to create havoc on your return and with your CPA, and we're sort of getting ready for that. So one thing you need to tell your preparer is whether or not you were covered with insurance, and if you weren't, then there may be a consequence. If you're a relatively low-income earner and don't have health insurance, there's a possibility that the government will pay a substantial amount of your insurance. It's been fairly popular in the media, talking about the tax subsidies. So health insurance is something everybody should consider. Hopefully everybody can find that it's affordable, especially with the government subsidies.
All right. Michael C. Flower, certified public accountant with us. The firm is Flowers, Rieger & Associates, 327-8706, and they're very conveniently located, Broadway Country Club area. Michael, you and yours have a great holiday and a Merry Christmas to you.
Same to you, Bill, and to all your listeners as well. And again, I commend you on the tremendous job you do for the Tucson community. And again, the well-deserved honor of the Hall of Fame. And I was a very special day in my life. I'm sure it was incredibly special for you
as
well.
And I was so happy to have you and Renee there at our table. Thank you so much, Michael.
Thank you, Bill.
All right, For Tucson at 4 with Mike Shaw is coming up, and then we're going to do local talks starting at 6 in the morning, 6 to 8. We start all over again. And we've got Chris and Joe, then the Daily Double, Christy Simone, 8 to 9, and then Sean McCluskey, the talk of the town. The GOP debate is today at 3 p.m. Our coverage starts right here on KVOI. So a lot coming up, and I'll be back with you with Ray Allen tomorrow at 12:04. Till then, have a great afternoon.
Intelligent Talk 24/7, AM 1030, KVOI, Cortero, Tucson. On the web at kvoi.com.